With tax rates as high as they are, it pays to get a receipt for every single business expense. Trouble is, those little slips of paper are hard to track if your office is a truck cab. And if you can't properly document an expense, you risk losing that claim. Can I get a receipt for that? On this week's Roll Audio. I'm Stephen Pettit, and this is Roll Audio, a podcast for the business side of the trucking business. It's Friday, December 9th, 2005. Many owner-operators in small fleets have lost valuable expense claims, not because they didn't legitimately spend the money, but because they failed to properly document the expense. Keeping receipts and paperwork organized in the cab is a huge challenge, so here's a simple idea. Go buy an expandable file from a business supply store, the kind that looks like an accordion and has separate sections inside. Next, and this is the big step, call your accountant. Ask him to help you develop filing categories so that as you collect your receipts, you can simply put them into the appropriate slots in the filing kit. That's the advice of Steve Mulligan with the accounting firm TFS Group in Waterloo, Ontario. His company actually gives out these folders to its clients.
Ours have custom tabs to them, broken down by most common expenses in trucking. So as you get a receipt when you're on the road, you have this kit with you in the cab. You put your fuel receipt in one section. You put your broker statements from your carrier in another, mail receipts, all that kind of stuff. It's all broken down, so it's all organized. And we keep 3 months at any one time.
And at the end of those 3 months, clients pack up the binder full of receipts and send it back to TFS Group.
Well, we provide our clients with an express post prepaid envelope, and they just shove the kit into that, seal it up. It's one of those poly plastic bags, and dump it in any mailbox, and it gets to us within 2 business days. And so then it's tracked, it's traced, and it's secure.
Being organized saves the accountant on the other end a lot of time, which in turn saves the client a lot of money.
Definitely does that because it comes in those organized sections. But we do pull out each section and then go through it because obviously each section is never perfect. We only have 12 in ours, and there's more than 12 expense categories, so sometimes some get mashed together or they get misplaced. So we do have to go through it to make sure that we've organized in the proper order. And then once we make sure we've got the correct receipt and we've got the correct time frame, which is the quarter, then it definitely does help out in saving us time. When you compare it to someone who brings in a shoebox or garbage bag, most definitely it saves a lot of time. Accounting is time and materials business. Right. The more time spent, the more it's going to cost.
Organizing your receipts and other financial paperwork is the first step toward really managing your costs and income and taxes. If your accountant can collect this sort of material on a quarterly basis, then he can turn around and provide you with statements that really give you a picture of where your business stands every 3 months so you can plan accordingly.
Well, exactly. You want a snapshot, and I always use the scoreboard analogy. Would you attend a football or hockey game that didn't have a scoreboard? Well, of course not. You want to know what's going on, and that's exactly what your business is. You have to know what's going on in your financial statements or your scoreboard.
Now, the success of this sort of filing system depends on, of course, your ability to get the receipt from your pocket or from your wallet or from your glove box into that file folder. It also depends, certainly, on your accountant's ability to set up the proper expense categories. That demands that your accountant has some sort of experience, preferably quite a bit of experience, dealing with trucking clients.
So many things can be missed. General accountants have to understand all businesses, donut shops, gas stations, grocery stores. And when we take over files that were using previous accounts, we find all sorts of very simple errors. Putting the assets in the wrong CCA classes so they're not deducting enough, missing total expenses that could be business related. And if you don't understand trucking, those things can happen.
So now you've vowed to go out and get organized to save every receipt, to make sure that you're talking to your accountant about proper expense categories in your filing system. But before you do that, I just want to remind you that any receipt that you collect needs to be sufficient and valid. Ideally, it'll be computer generated. It'll come out of the register with a date and timestamp on it. It won't be handwritten, or it'll be a credit card or ATM cash card slip, something that's supported with a monthly statement and is verifiable through a well-laid paper trail. Because if you claim an expense on your tax return, which is then disallowed in an audit due to an insufficient receipt, you'll have to pay income tax on that disallowance amount plus any interest penalties. Now, there is a payoff for all of this hard work. Peace of mind certainly is one of those payoffs, but also don't forget that quarterly financial statements are also helpful when you need to present up-to-date financial records in order to obtain the best financing for new equipment, for example. Thanks for listening. For show notes and contact information, see me on the web at rollaudio.com. I'm Stephen Pettit, a member of the Cefkus Group, a marketing communications firm serving clients who serve the trucking business. This is Roll Audio, a podcast for truckers who know it's not what you earn, it's what you keep. Thanks again for listening.